tell all your friends.
And we'll try and be yours, starting with Ian, who's called in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U, followed by Sue, Matt, Robert, Tracy. Let's see how we can help everyone out this beautiful Saturday morning. Floor's yours, Ian.
Good morning. I have a patio roof that's a flat roof that I had a foam covering installed about 5 years ago, so I'm at about the time when I need to look at getting it repainted or recoated. And I was looking at whether that's something that I can do myself. I've done a lot of painting and it's rather accessible right off the back patio. Can you recommend what type of product that I would use, or if that's something that I should be able to do myself, or if that's something that I should get a professional to do?
Ian, well, where are you?
I'm in Mesa.
Okay. Tell me what the rest of the roof is. What drains on to that flat foam patio roof?
I have a tile roof, and I recently had that redone by a Rosie partner.
Okay.
And the roof coating was about 5 years ago.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, here are the things you need to consider. There's a very specific elastomeric that needs to go on that roof that can be hard to find. You can call one of the Rosie certified roofing contractors and see if they'll sell you a couple gallons of it. It needs to go on extremely thick. It needs to be cleaned thoroughly. It needs to be dried thoroughly. Many times you'll see guys taking an actual pressure washer and holding the nozzle a good 2 to 3 feet away from the roof, but getting all the dirt out of all the little wrinkles of that foam roof. Get all that dirt out. You'll see him brushing it. You'll see him hosing it. You'll see him cleaning it. Then that has to be totally and completely dried. Then you can roll it on, but it needs to be rolled on thick, 3 to 4 mils. That's as thick as a credit card, okay? And then you want to be careful on how it ties back into that tile roof and what flashing is installed right there. I would tell you, if a Rosie certified roofer foamed that roof, I would call them and ask them, what will you charge me to come clean it and recoat it? And then ask them, how much will it cost me to buy the paint? Ian, when I think you see the difference of having it professionally cleaned and done, as opposed to buying it yourself and trying to save a little money, I'll leave it up to you what you decide to do. But I think the Delta is going to convince you, why don't you guys just do it for me? I don't know that, but ask that question. Will you sell me the product? What would you charge me? And let's go from there. But tying that back to that tile roof and however that was flashed is critical. And cleaning is extremely critical. All right, sir.
There.
We appreciate the call.
And there are some roofing specialists, you know, like Beacon's a pretty big one. Then you've got ABC Roofing is one of the ones that a lot of our guys use, Elite Roofing.
Suppliers
that you can go buy that elastomeric product from if you are going to do it yourself. And
it's pricey.
Just
the right product is pricey.
Yeah.
It's like people that want to do insulation themselves. I tell you, you're crazy. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So appreciate the call. Let us know which you decide once you get those two numbers together. And, you know, it'd be great education for everyone else. I'm trying to get to Sue. There we go. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Sue. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Sue.
Yes. Oh, nice. Oh, I love your show.
Well, thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you.
And it seems like I remember sometime you answering my question on
okay.
a show, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
I have a venting issue on my roof.
Okay.
Like under the eaves, there's boards with little holes with screen behind them
right.
for venting, I
right.
guess.
Right.
And then I have other vents on the, you know, on the peaks of the roof and on the front of the house.
Okay.
So do I need all those little holes because I think smoke and noise gets in there.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you have a venting issue at your home. And I'll tell you, Sue, everyone has a venting issue at their home. And I'm not going to be able to answer this in the little bit of time that's available between now and the bottom of the hour news. So I'm going to beg your patience and ask you to stay on hold. I'm going to bring you back into the conversation. And for the sake of all Arizona homeowners, I'm going to answer absolutely, positively, completely the question on attic ventilation. When we get back,